we'll be having a Flag Day celebration. Today being June 14th is Flag Day. The celebration, public is invited. Music, friends, and fun begins at 12 noon, and celebration begins at 12:15. I think there's a flyer on our bulletin board. The other thing I'd been asked is I'll leave the room when there is on accounts payable, if there's a check made payable to my husband's store, Forsyth Hardware, this month there's one for $582.31, and that's why I'll leave the room. That's all.
Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 463766 through 463778, and checks number 463780 through checks number 463809. Warrants 7730 through 7731. 3 transfers, no journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I don't either. I don't have the check.
I guess it's the 779.
Yeah, that's what I've got it.
Move to approve check number 463779.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for June 7th,
2021. The copy I have didn't have the correction. Leslie's name is spelled with a Y instead of an IE. The one you have there, does it have it corrected?
I'm going to look in here.
It's on the
back.
It'd
be at the end, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh, the very back.
I'm showing an IE.
I think she spells it, I think it was sent to Shannon, sent it as L-E-S-L-E-Y is the way she spells her name. It can be either way, but that's the way she spells her.
And you fixed it.
So I move to approve June 7th, 2021 minutes with correction.
Second discussion.
Second with discussion.
I'm sorry. You
what did I say? What did I do wrong?
You said it's been changed. You said she spelled it E-Y. Or was in the
I asked. Mine has not been changed. I asked Mike.
How does it need to be spelled?
L-E-S-L-E-Y. I thought Mike said it had not been changed on his.
Well, I thought you said it needed to be changed to L-E-S-I-E.
You said it needed to be I-E. Ours didn't say I-E.
Has it been changed to L-E-S-L-E-Y?
No.
Okay.
You originally said it needed to be I-E, though.
It should be L-E-Y.
L-E-Y.
It can be spelled either way, but hers is spelled L-E-Y.
Then, yes, your motion with corrections is correct. So, go ahead. Call the vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
I want to give you a end of report for the end of May. For GCR fund, year to date to the end of May, GCR's balance is $4,257,400. $4.52. This is with $4,925,360 and a penny for revenues, and expenditures are $5,808,497.27. For road and bridge, and this includes the CART fund, they are at $13,943,918.82. The 550, which is the law enforcement fund, is at $1,328,102.46. And the sewer is at $6,710,733.09. And that's at the balances for the end of May. Is there any questions for the month end of May?
On the 550, you're showing all the revenue going into that account, but we're still budgeting the expenses out of GCR until we see how it comes out at the end of the year, right?
For certain items in GCR related to the tax, what the tax is for, which includes the expenditures for certain expenditures for the Sheriff's Department, juvenile, and
prosecutor
attorneys funds, and that was. There are specific items that were discussed in budgeting, what we budget for, that is going to be reimbursed by the 550 because of the unknown factor of how much that fund is going to get. And so we budgeted to be able to still have enough funds in that fund to be able to continue for the next year. So yes, we will at the end of the year be doing a expenditure transfer from the GCR or from the law enforcement back to GCR for those expenditures. Does that answer the question? All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. University of Missouri Extension update.
Be sure I don't trip on
it. We had a little dog trip on it one day. Got wound, his cord wound up in.
Is that a service dog?
Pardon?
Was that the service stuff?
It got wound up and almost caused someone else a trip, I guess.
Oh, no. Good morning. My name is Willa Williams with University of Missouri Extension. This past weekend, 4-H had our youth livestock show. We talked a little bit about that before we started. It's always a great show and a great experience for youth, but we really don't talk about what it does for the community, and I think having it there right next to the farmers market really helped us out. This was the first year that we've had a lot of people stop by, parents right when we were setting up were bringing their kids out, asking if they could pet the animals. You know, so we said as long as the kids are okay with it, and so they got to have some up-close experiences with animals. A lot of our older community came by too and was really just excited to see some of that there as well. So I think it worked really well right next to the farmers market. We enjoyed it. The farmers market people, the senior center really enjoyed it too. So hopefully we can do that and expand in the future years. And, you know, we couldn't do it to other counties. Their fair boards will put on livestock shows. So it's really not dependent on us to raise money or anything. And so we're one of the few counties, one of them I've only heard of, doing our own livestock show, even without any facilities. So we just prayed that there was no rain, and we borrowed livestock panels from Stone County, and we put it all together. We have to build it and take it down. And thanks to College of the Ozarks students, they came out and helped me put it up. And our 4-H members took it down. And, of course, we had the Farm Bureau and Cattlemen's Association. So lots of people were out there to help us. And that's what the community is all about. And I talked to them about it at the livestock show, and I thought right next to the farmer's market 100 years ago, or maybe even more, if you were going to the fair in the livestock show, that's probably what it looked like. You know, everybody bringing what they had on the farm and bringing it up.
It wasn't actually 100 years ago. I can remember it.
Well, so I read history books. Anyway, we really enjoyed it. We all had T-shirts that said support local farmers, and everybody enjoyed that. We'll go on. I'm getting heckles. We'll go on. Our regional business consultant, that's Cody. If you notice, he puts down a lot of webinars, but he also had 211 sessions from March through May with 93 unique clients right here in Taney County. A lot of that was probably still with some of the government funding going to businesses and helping them out. But I really appreciate all the extra work that they've put in to make sure our businesses thrive during this time. On our next one, we have our human development specialist, Amber Allen. She's always looking to do more programs in Taney County, which I really appreciate. She's doing a Taking Care of You class. She did a Cooking Matters for Adults. I don't know if you've gone into the grocery store and bought groceries and then come back home and realized you had nothing to eat. You know, what did I buy? And so this Cooking Matters is actually, they take them to grocery stores. They talk about putting that list together and being very mindful. And if you look at the Echo that Amber talked about, the Show Me Echo, that's where they get people in the community talking about healthcare, but they get all of them together. Like, let's get some people together who work in nursing homes, and let's have some discussions and some training. And I looked at the programs they had for Taney County, and this is just a small list. Nursing homes, Missouri moms and babies, trauma-informed schools, pain management, opioid use disorder, autism behavior solutions, asthma care and education, diabetes, hypertension. So it's just some of the things that they've done with Echo here in Taney County. Of course, our nutrition and health specialist, Jenny Navat from Stone County, she does this Cooking Matters that I talked about, and the new class coming up will be at Faith Community Health in Branson, July 12th through August 16th, and it's Living Healthy with Diabetes. And then, of course, Tim Schnackenberg, you should be familiar with him. And the biggest thing that he's doing right now is he's working to have his warm season grass demonstrations, which he has all over the Southwest area, but he does have some demonstrations here in Taney. I don't know where they're at, so I'll have to ask about that. But that's kind of a long list of things there if you have any questions. We're going to have, Catherine is my coworker in Stone County, and we're putting on a summer camp at Dogwood Canyon. And there's 4 camps in Southwest Missouri, 4-H. And we actually have probably 80% of the kids that signed up are all going to our camp. So we'll be doing that next week.
How long does that camp last?
They're going to be day camps. We're not allowed to do overnight camps this summer. So one day we'll have Clover Kids, which is our 5 to 7. Another day we'll have our juniors, which are 8 to 12, and then our teens. So we'll be doing that at Dogwood Canyon. They were good to work with us, and I think a lot of people are excited to be there for a very low price. Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Agreement for the 2021 Dodge Charger Pursuit All-Wheel Drive Sedan, one or more, number 21-062, Sheriff. I have received a letter dated June 10, 2021, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form, and this is through Lou Fuzz, Dodge and Taney County, for a contract price of $28,634. for one or more 2021 Dodge Charger Pursuit all-wheel drive sedan.